Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready for a new year?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. A good resolution is study English. Today's topic is holiday.
And our title is Ready for New Year's. Ready for New Year's. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
We learned that Taylor wants to learn a new language. Her goal is to learn Chinese in 2017. That's a great goal.
What a great language. Today, we will continue to learn about the new year. Before we do, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help.
In 2017, Rob wants to play volleyball. He wants to travel, too. He wants to go to France and Taipei. He should start planning his trips now. Ben wants to volunteer in 2017. He likes to work with youth. Maybe he can be a coach or tutor some kids.
Peter, did you do all the things you wanted to do in 2016?
I think I did. I am really proud of myself this year. I set my goals and I made them.
That's great. My goal for 2016 was to eat less sugar. I did it, but it was really hard. Did you guys do all the things you wanted to do this year? I hope so.
Our friends have a lot of plans for 2017. I'm excited for them and what's to come.
Me too, and I'm excited to hear from Christina. She will tell us our keywords right now.
Hello, 你2017年的新目标是什么呢？ Rob 说他喜欢打排球， He loves volleyball， 所以要抽空多去打球，排球就是 volleyball。 Ben 希望在新的一年可以去当志工，他说 I want to volunteer this year。动词 volunteer 就是自愿服务，当志工。至于是哪方面的志工，他还没有想好。不过他觉得自己喜欢跟年轻人在一起。He likes to work with youth。名词 youth 可以指青年人，也可以指年轻人。Linda 建议 Ben 可以去做青年运动方面的教练。You can volunteer to be a coach。教练就是 coach。或者可以在课业上辅导他们。Or you can tutor some kids. 这里的 tutor 是动词辅导或指导课业的意思。
What are your goals for next year, Rob?
I love volleyball. I want to play more.
That's nice.
I want to do some traveling, too.
Where do you want to go?
France.
Really?
Yes.I also want to travel to Taipei to see my family.
You should start planning your trips now.
And start saving my money.
Rob has a lot of goals for 2017. He used to play volleyball. Now he wants to start playing again. Volleyball is a very fun sport.What a great goal, Rob!
Let's take a look at this picture we have. The boys are playing volleyball on the beach. In volleyball, there are two teams. You have to hit the ball back and forth over the net. If the ball comes on your side and you miss it, the other team gets a point.
That's right. Volleyball is great, and there are a lot of rules to follow.I used to play it in gym class when I was in high school. Sometimes I will play it on the beach with my friends.
Rob wants to start playing volleyball again. He also wants to go traveling too.
Hey, I want to do some traveling too. Maybe Christina can come along. Here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
除了打排球之外 ,Rob 说他还想去旅游。I want to do some traveling too. 这 这是比较口语随性的表达方式。比如你对朋友说 Let's do some cooking today. 今天来做做饭吧。那如果不想做饭的话，那 Do you want to do some cleaning? 要打扫一下吗？朋友说不想打扫，想去逛街吗？ I want to do some shopping. OK, 那你去逛街的话，那我留在家里看小说。I'll do some reading at home.
Thanks, Christina. Marie, what are some other things you want to do?
Well, I want to do some writing. I also want to do some dancing.
Oh, very nice. We learned that Rob wants to travel to France. France is a country in Europe. It has the famous Eiffel Tower there. And there are lots of art museums, too.
You know, I went to France once, and I have to say, French food is amazing. Friends, if you ever go to France, try the bread and their desserts. They're delicious.
Rob also wants to travel to Taipei. Taipei is a city in Taiwan. They have lots of great food, and the people are really friendly.
I hope Rob can see his family in Taipei. Taylor thinks Rob should start planning his trips now. She's right. He wants to go to two very different countries. He needs to plan.
That's right. And he needs to save money, too. Well, let's see what happens in the office. Let's watch Conversation B right now.
What are you doing, Linda?
I'm making a list of books.
Why?
Reading more books is my resolution.
Good for you. I have a New Year's resolution, too.
What is it?
I want to volunteer this year.
What kind of work do you want to do?
I don't know. I like working with youth.
Linda is making a list in the office. She is making a list of books. Do you remember why? Very good. Reading books is her resolution.
Good for you, Linda.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
And that's today's calendar phrase.
Good for you.
Good for you.
你好棒，做得好。
Do you have any resolutions?
Yes, I'm going to study more.
Good for you.
I'm going to exercise more.
Good for you.
I'm going to read more.
Good for you.
Do you have any resolutions?
Yes.I'm going to be nicer to my friends.
How?
By saying, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
你好棒，做得好。
If you see a friend working hard or doing something that helps others, you can use today's calendar phrase.It will make them feel good.
Ben also has a New Year's resolution. He wants to volunteer, so he wants to do some work without getting paid for it.
Good for you, Ben. So the word volunteer is a good one to know. You can volunteer at a hospital, reading for children, or helping others clean the park.Maybe help students with their homework.
Yeah, Ben wants to volunteer at a place where he can work with youth. If you are in middle school or high school, you are what we call youth.
Youth, you're young and you have big dreams.
Well, years ago, I was part of a youth group. We danced together, laughed together, and played games. It was great.
Ben wants to work with youth, but he is not sure what kind of work he wants to do. Ben, I think he would like working in a school, he can teach students about the weather.
That's a great idea. I mean, he is a weatherman, and a very good one, too. And I'm sure a lot of young people would like to be doing what he's doing right now.
There are so many things he can do. What else can he do? Marie, let's talk about that. He can play the guitar. He could teach people how to play the guitar, too.
That's right. Ben is very talented. He has many different kinds of talents, so he could teach a lot of youth.
Well, maybe you can think about how you could volunteer during this short break. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
A volunteer is great. You can help people and meet new people, too. So, Peter, did you ever do any volunteer work?
Yeah, I have. I've worked in schools before and volunteered at some camps and volunteered at some homeless shelters once or twice.
Wow, Peter, that's great. I'm sure you helped a lot of people. All right, friends, well, let's continue. Here's conversation C.
There are a lot of ways to volunteer. Maybe you can help with an after-school program.
That's a great idea.
You can volunteer to be a coach.
That might be fun to do.
Or you can tutor some kids. Lots of schools have programs for that.
I like that idea too.
You'll be great whatever you do.
Ben wants to volunteer somewhere. These days, there are so many places you can volunteer at. In our conversation, Linda comes up with an idea. She thinks it will be great if Ben helps with an after-school program.
Yeah, it would be great if he can volunteer to be a coach. A person who teaches a sport is called a coach.
That's right. There are baseball coaches, basketball coaches, volleyball coaches. If you play on a sports team, your coach will always be there to help you.
Yes, these people try to encourage us, too. I remember my coach from when I played soccer. He was very encouraging and helped us learn the sport, too.
That's great. Well, I think Ben would make a great coach. He would also make a great tutor. He can tutor some kids. A teacher who works with one student at a time is called a tutor.
That's right. And he would be volunteering. So this means he is not earning money. He's trying to help people. Now, if you need help with a subject in school, then you might get a tutor. If you want to improve your English, working with a tutor will help.
Yeah, some people want to work with tutors because they want to get a good score on a test or they want to go to a certain college. They get the extra help they need.
Coach or tutor? Coach or tutor? Which one do you think Ben will enjoy more?
I'm not sure. Ben, you'll be great at whatever you do. And I know that Christina will be great at teaching us this sentence. Hi, Christina.
Ben 想在2017年去做义工。Linda 鼓励他说 ,You'll be great whatever you do. 你不论做什么都会做得很棒。你想想看,如果你跟人家聊到自己想做的事,然后对方告诉你 ,You'll be great whatever you do. 你是不是会觉得很受到肯定和鼓励呢?在今年结束之前,我们就来学会这个句子。你可以用它来鼓励别人 You'll be great whatever you do 如果对方正在做一个决定你跟他一起讨论之后也可以告诉他 You'll be great whatever you decide to do 不论你决定做什么都会做得很棒祝福你在2017年不管面对什么样的挑战都能够全力以赴不留遗憾 我相信 you'll be great whatever you do. 我们明年见咯。
Marie, you'll be great at whatever you do.
Aw, thanks, Peter. Well, anyone can be great if they work hard. Friends, whatever you want to do in life, go for it. Make sure you enjoy it, and you will be great at it.
Well, you guys are such great students, and you are doing such a good job. I think it's time for us to review from today. Let's look at those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Volleyball. Volleyball. I like to play volleyball.
Volunteer. Volunteer. Let's volunteer at the car wash.
Youth. Youth. Do you work with youth?At church?
Coach. Coach. I am a baseball coach on Saturdays.
Tutor. Tutor. I tutor my cousin in math. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's look back at our conversations.
What are your goals for next year, Rob?
I love volleyball. I want to play more.
That's nice.
I want to do some traveling, too.
Where do you want to go?
France.
Really?
Yes. I also want to travel to Taipei to see my family.
You should start planning your trips now.
And start saving my money.
What are you doing, Linda?
I'm making a list of books.
Why?
Reading more books is my resolution.
Good for you. I have a New Year's resolution, too.
What is it?
I want to volunteer this year.
What kind of work do you want to do?
I don't know. I like working with youth.
There are a lot of ways to volunteer.Maybe you can help with an after-school program.
That's a great idea.
You can volunteer to be a coach.
That might be fun to do.
Or you can tutor some kids. Lots of schools have programs for that.
I like that idea too.
You'll be great whatever you do.
Okay, Ginger, here's my list of resolutions.
I know. You're going to read more books.
That's right, but that's not all.
Are you going to exercise more?
Yes.
And eat better?
Yes, and I'm going to travel more.
Yay, I love to travel.
Ginger, I'm going to travel more.
And I'm going to travel with you, right?
Well, someone needs to stay at the Jungle Cafe.
What? What do you mean? Why?
To talk to all of our Jungle Cafe friends.
Oh, so you travel and I stay here at the Jungle Cafe?
Great. Thanks, Ginger.
Well, okay. If you'll bring me back some bananas.
Well, of course. Big, yellow, delicious bananas.
Yay!
All for you.
Yay! Well, what are you waiting for? Hurry up and leave.
Oh, very funny.
Come on, go!
Okay, hang on.
I want my
Big,
bananas.
Delicious. Yellow.
There she is again! Jenny is so pretty. If I walk by, she will probably say hi to me. But...I can't talk to her. I might sound stupid. I should probably just walk the other way.
Hi, Ernie.
She said hi. Oh, no. I can't just walk away now.
Hi, Bernie. You're kind of shy, aren't you?
No.
I'm not shy. I used to be shy, but not anymore.
That's a super sentence!
What is?
I used to be shy.
Super Sentence Man?
Yes, yes, that's my name. Here's today's super sentence. I used to something. So, Bernie, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Well, I'm a little bit shy, but...
I thought you said you used to be shy.
Right. Okay. I used to play basketball every day.
That's great. I used to play basketball every day. Super. What about you, Jenny?
I used to go to the night market often.
I used to go to the night market often. A super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Now, Bernie, you can talk to Jenny. Go ahead. Go on now.
Oh, hi, Jenny. I used to be shy, but I'm not anymore.
Oh, well, I used to not talk to boys because lots of boys are mean, but you're not mean. You're cute and sweet and nice and you're hey, Bernie, where did you go?
Don't give up, Jenny. Bernie just needs some time. He won't always be so shy.
Goodbye, Bernie.
Well, many people like helping others. They like to volunteer somewhere. They feel good because they are making a difference in someone's life. But if you are not volunteering and you're just helping people, you're working. Peter, can you think of other people that help others?
Sure. Well, let me get at what you're asking. So we have people that volunteer. This means they do it for free, but they want to help other people. But that's not the only way you can do that. You can also help people in your job. I think of people like doctors. They help sick people get better.
That's right. And I also think of teachers. Teachers like Peter and I. We are always here to help you guys.
And you're doing great. We hope you enjoyed today's show. And we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.